is a special feature on Mixed FM. The importance of housing in Namibia and elsewhere relates to the multiple roles home and property ownership play in the economy and society. To an individual, housing refers not only to the fulfillment of a basic need for shelter, but also constitutes a significant part of the wealth of a household or individual. Namibia, with a population of just over 2.5 million, has an urbanization rate of 4.43%. Now, on its own, this number doesn't sound big, but thousands flock to our cities and large metropolitan areas each year in search of employment and decent education. These cities and towns are struggling to keep up with the increasing demand for housing, both for rental and purchase. Furthermore, the scarcity of available serviced land across the country is both slowing down the process of housing delivery and pushing up the prices, and further compounds the problems faced by the nation. In the case of Windhoek, which attracts the most migrants each year, this is a clear indication that we need to look at cheaper housing alternatives that the average household in Namibia can afford. One such alternative that is gaining traction the world over is shipping container architecture, a form of architecture using steel shipping containers as structural elements. They are a lot more eco-friendly than traditional building materials such as brick and cement, and come with a host of other advantages. Shipping containers are inherently strong. They are designed to resist harsh environments and be stacked in high columns. Plus, they are fairly affordable. And because they are the same width and most have two standard height and length measurements, they provide modular elements that can be combined into larger structures, simplifying design, planning, and transport. And if you ever think of extending your house, the container's modular design makes additional construction as easy as stacking more containers. Also, because of their widespread use, new and used shipping containers are available across the globe at an amount that is low compared to a finished structure built by other labor-intensive construction means such as bricks and mortar, which also require larger, more expensive foundations. But be that as it may, there are some disadvantages too. For one, the welding and cutting of steel is considered to be specialized labor and can increase construction expenses. Also, steel conducts heat very well. Containers used for human occupancy in an environment with extreme temperature variations will normally have to be better insulated than most brick, block, or wood structures. But your biggest stumbling block by far will be the acquisition of building permits if you live in a municipal area. The use of steel for construction, while prevalent in industrial construction, is not widely used for residential structures. Obtaining building permits may be troublesome in some regions.
This was a feature on Mixed FM.